Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. The phone number, of course, we're live and in living color from the Mike Francesa Studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass, and not a very good night for the two local baseball teams, and cold, chilly, all of that. And it was very chilly for both the Mets and the Yankees last night.
Listen, the Miami Marlins are going to have nights like that. Occasionally, the blind squirrel is going to find a nut.
Yep.
And that blind squirrel found a bunch of nuts last night at Yankee Stadium. The nuts are the people, like myself, who sat at Citi Field in Yankee Stadium and watched bad baseball for a combined 6.5 hours. There are a lot of bad things from last night's Yankee game because everything was bad. There was not one good aspect of last night's Yankee game. Now, Miguel Andujar, his first major league
home
run.
There you go.
Yeah. You have the fact that the offense was abysmal. The Yankees were actually worse than the Mets with runners in scoring position. They had a million opportunities early on against Harlan Garcia, who was walking a lot of people. Couldn't get a hit off him, but he was walking a lot of people.
How many innings did he go without giving up a hit?
I think it was 6+. I think got to 10. I think he got to 10 hitless innings against the Mets and the Yankees.
Unbelievable.
And then he finally gave up a hit in his last inning in the fifth inning. And I'm looking at Harlan Garcia because I'm watching this game while I'm at Citi, and his pitch count's getting up there. It's the fifth inning. He's got a 7-0 lead. And I'm thinking, it's done, man.
Going to pull it out before the fifth. End of the fifth.
And I think it may have been Gardner, but he got a line drive right at the center fielder to get out of it, and he was able to get the five and get the win. But he did walk five guys.
Right.
But the Yankees had a million opportunities in this game. They did nothing. Their defense was awful. Gary Sanchez, Tyler Austin, Neil Walker, Didi Gregorius, all of them made bad plays. Some are called errors, some weren't. And then the capper is last year, Masahiro Tanaka finished the season in the postseason so good that I think a lot of us thought, all right, he's going to build on that in 2018. He's not going to be the same inconsistent Tanaka as he was in 2017. And he got off to a good start. His first few starts of the year were very solid. But the last two starts against the Red Sox and then last night against the Marlins, the freaking Marlins, have been awful. BP Tanaka has returned. And maybe that's just what he is now, where some days he'll dominate and other days
he's going to get blasted.
He's going to get blasted and give up 7 runs in 5 innings.
And how about the return last night of the guy that we covet, JT Realmuto? He had a pretty good game last night. What, 4 RBIs, home run, all of that last night.
It's not bad.
No.
It wasn't a bad return for JT, but it was just in every aspect. And this doesn't mean you should panic by any stretch. We're 16 games
in
the year.
I mean, they're 8-8. I mean, you know.
But in every aspect, it was just bad.
And Stanton continues to struggle. I mean, I think that's one thing. And I attribute a lot of this to the weather. I mean, I got to say that. I really do. Now, you know, we'll see. He's not hitting at Yankee Stadium. Had a brutal night last night. Double play in the first inning. You know, struck out again later on in the game. He goes 0-4. I got to believe he's going to hit at some point. Well, but I think the cold weather is a factor.
He's going to hit. I'm sure the cold weather is a factor. But I think when you look in this small sample size, and this was the big question after the game last night to Boone, to Stanton.
Right.
That was, hey, how come on the road you're pretty good, and how come at Yankee Stadium you're god-awful? And you could answer it by saying it's a small sample size, but I don't think there's any doubt the guy's pressing.
Oh, of course.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Of course he's pressing.
Yeah, and I think that's understandable. I think we've seen that, as we've mentioned before, with a lot of guys who come to this town making a lot of money with high expectations. And Giancarlo said something after the game yesterday that's so true, and I'm not sure if he meant it the way we always talk about it. And that's, I remember when Mike D'Antoni coached the Knicks, and you'd say, guy's terrible. And I'd say, hey, but Joe, look what he did in Phoenix. And you'd say, Evan, who gives a crap what he did in Phoenix? I don't care.
And nobody does.
And that's so true. You're so right. Beltran, when he came to the Mets, I don't care what he did in Houston.
Right.
And I think right now the Yankee fan says, we don't care what you did in Miami. And Giancarlo after the game said, track record right now means nothing. And it's true. In fact, the only thing track record is doing for you is getting you booed.
Yep.
Because
yep.
fans see it and say, if you're not that, then we're going to let you hear about
it. Of course. Of course.
But he's definitely pressing.
Yeah. Oh, bro, there's no question about it. I mean, he's definitely is. He's getting booed to the high heavens. When he popped up there, I forget what inning it was. He popped up with guys on. I mean, you see him slam the bat. There's no doubt that he is pressing at this point. There's no doubt about it.
He should have gone all the way and just shattered the bat because I think Yankee fans...
Broke it over his leg or something like that?
Yeah, because I think Yankee fans love seeing that kind of emotion.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not going to boo you, but how many times do we hear with Aaron Boone already, and we've heard it in the past with various managers on both sides of town, hey, we want to see them scream and yell and throw a table. You know? We've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
So if Giancarlo took that bat, and he's a strong man, and he broke it into a million pieces... Yankee fans would like that. I'm telling you. They would enjoy that. Because right now, that's how Yankee fans feel. And it's not all Stanton. I mean, you look at a night like last night, it's everybody. Neil Walker is awful.
Yeah, he's been awful.
Can we make that statement,
too? No, he's been awful. Awful.
And I know he doesn't come in with the same expectations, but Neil Walker right now, I wouldn't play him if I'm Aaron Boone. I wouldn't play the guy. Here are the guys I'd play right now. Tyler Austin had a tough day yesterday, so maybe not the greatest day to pop up Tyler Austin.
Playing Andujar, he had a good game last night.
Absolutely Andujar.
Right.
I'd play Austin, and I said this the other day, I'd play Torreyes.
Yeah.
Ronald Torreyes is
hit. No, I understand. Sure.
Neil Walker is an okay veteran player. Right now, he stinks. Right now, he's a mess. But there's no upside with Neil Walker. At least there isn't an upside of what there could be with the young unknown. Andujar has an upside. Austin has an upside. And even though you and I may not buy Torreyes as an everyday player, he's 25 years old.
No, I know.
So there's still that, not sure.
Seems like every time he plays, he does something. You know, he's a very effective. He's been a very effective guy for them off the bench, no doubt.
And you look back at that first inning, because that's really where this game got away.
Yep.
You look at the fact that, and I thought this was a big sequence in this game, because Tanaka put everybody on the start. He's ahead of Justin Bour 0-2. And he gives up a base hit. The absolute killer is when you're ahead of a guy and you can't put him away.
Yep.
And that put the Marlins in position for JT Realmuto to hit what appeared to be a routine ground ball to Didi. And we haven't said many bad words about Didi. Why would we? The guy's been great. And Didi made an awful play. So even Gregorius, who's hitting 333, he's drawing walks all the time. He drew another two walks yesterday, which is amazing. Can't really rip Didi. He's been great. But that was a big error in this game. That was a bad play by Didi Gregorius.
Yeah. Look, they were sloppy all night. I mean, there was a couple other plays that could have been called errors that were not. You know, they only got charged with really two errors in the game. And look, it was a bad night for them. I mean, you know, what else can you say? And Tanaka took them out of the game early. Like you said, they didn't hit, you know, at all. This kid, maybe they got something with this kid Garcia. I mean, he's looked pretty good in two starts now for Miami.
Sure, good for him.
You know,
good
so
for him,
I don't know. But
them.
I mean, you know. Right now, the Yankees are basically treading water. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're 8-8, but there's a long way to go in the season.
Sure, and you got
to
clean up the defense because right now,
they got
the
more
Yankees,
errors than anybody in baseball.
Right, that's a problem.
I think they got 19 errors. They lead baseball right now.
That's a problem.
It sure is.
You know, you mentioned it. You look at last night's game, you take a closer look at it, besides the two errors that were called. Neil Walker on the play on the ground ball, I think to his right.
Right, they gave him a hit on a play.
Yeah, by Derek Dietrich. And it probably is a hit, but you know what? You should make that
play.
Should
make the play.
And right now you ask yourself, what is Neil Walker doing for this team? He's doing nothing for this team. He's not playing good defense. And he's not hitting. I don't mean to pick on him, but that's the reality. You have to call out what you see. And what you see right now is a guy that's not been a very good Yankee. The Gary Sanchez, Tyler Austin play where the throw is low and Austin can't handle it. The Didi play early in the game on the routine ground ball. So the defense has to be cleaned up. Those little mistakes you hate to see.
Yeah.
The offense is going to be fine because Gary Sanchez has already shown signs of getting hot.
Judge is off to a good start. Didi's been terrific.
Yeah, those two guys, Judge.
Yep.
Because the thing about Judge and Didi is that even on nights where they don't do anything amazing, they get on base, they're drawing walks. And that means something. I mean, Aaron Judge drew two more walks last night. Didi Gregorius is he's approaching last year's total.
That's amazing.
Already.
That is unbelievable.
It shows you the growth of him as a baseball player. And that's a compliment to him. But, you know, right now it's just, it's blah. You know, last night was a very blah night at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. And, you know, I made this comment earlier this year about the Mets, and it applies to the Yankees when it comes to this Marlin team. This Marlin team is a minor league baseball team. I get it that JT Realmuto is very good. Yep. I get Justin Bour's okay.
Bour is a good player. They got Stalin Castro.
Overall, they're a minor league baseball team. They have a minor league pitching rotation. For the most part, they have a minor league bullpen. And so anytime you lose to that team, and it's baseball, you're going to lose to that team. The Mets play them 19 times.
Right.
You just feel disgusting. You just have this, like, feel
especially
when
you lose. Get whacked. You get smacked in a game, too.
Right, and the Yankees are only playing them four times. They're not playing them 19 times like the Mets. And the Mets, to their credit, they took care of them down in Florida. But the Mets are going to lose
to
the Marlins.
They weren't easy games, though.
But they won. Who cares?
But they did. No, I understand, but I'm just saying.
They weren't easy, but it doesn't matter.
Right, right.
But the Mets are going to lose to the Marlins. They're going to lose to them a few times. Maybe, hopefully not too many times.
Well.
And when they lose to them, you're going to have, because I know it, you have this disgusting feeling. You feel dirty. And last night, you hit on it, it wasn't just that they lost to the Marlins. They were non-competitive. They're down 3-0 after one. They're down 4-0 after two. They're down 7-0 in the fifth inning. They don't score a run against the vaunted Marlin pitching staff until Miguel Andujar when there's five people in the building. And I know it's unrealistic to expect to beat a team all the time, but I'm telling you, when you lose to the Marlins this year, you need to take a shower. At least that's the way I think I feel.
Take a shower.
I really do.
No, I understand. I understand.
And the Yankees only get them four times. I get it. Maybe they'll go down to South Florida next time they play them and win the next two games, and that's fine. And you're right. 8-8 is not 2-14.
No.
But you just feel dirty when you lose to the Marlins.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose to the Marlins.
Yeah.
And you know what makes things worse, Joe? Here's what makes things difficult. You've got two teams in your division that are playing really, really good baseball right now in the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Toronto, of course, comes in Thursday.
They do. And right now the Yankees are three games behind them. And so you've got games with them. You have four games with them. You do not want to be losing three out of four, or dare I say all four to that team.
No.
Because you don't want to put yourself in too big of a hole, because right now the Red Sox, to their credit, they've now answered with five straight wins. They're 14-2.
Yeah, no, they're rolling.
They beat up Otani last night.
I know Otani. He got blistered, though.
They probably gave it to him.
You think they gave him the blister?
Ah, secretly, yeah, sure.
Maybe.
I'm sure they did.
Oh.
But they hit him. You know what? You're right. He did leave with the blister, but they were getting to him.
Yeah, no, I know.
And David Price is amazing. When he doesn't face the Yankees,
he's really good.
When he faces the Yankees.
Can't get out of the first inning. He barely gets two innings in against the Yankees.
I don't think I'm wrong about this. I think David Price has given up more runs in that one inning to the Yankees than he has to everybody else all season.
Well, he hadn't given up a run until he pitched against the Yankees.
That's right. And then he gives up one run yesterday against the Angels.
There you go.
Boy, he's something else, that guy.
Yep.
Hey, just take the Yankees out. He'll be the best pitcher in the American League. But that is concerning. Like, you know, we talked about that with the Mets and the Nationals trying to create room. You don't want to put yourself too far behind the Boston Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox are going to cool off at some point. We get that. But they're 14-2.
Yeah.
You're six games back.
Oh, you never know. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be 7-8 again. It could wind up being 14 games out and still win it.
Never know.
Yeah, I don't think you should put yourself in that position.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to put yourself in that position.
Right. And this team isn't that team. That team was a world championship team that fell 14 behind.
Sure. So. And when you play when you play the Tigers, and that's why the rainout stunk. That was not good for the Yankees, because when you play the Tigers, you want to beat them. They're not a good baseball team.
Yep.
And you lost two games, and now you got to make it up in a month.
Right.
Who knows what everything looks like in a month. You play the Marlins, you want to beat that team. I looked at this five-game stretch against Detroit and Miami and said, hey, there's a chance to get fat. And instead, rainouts were a big part of it. It was just 2-1. That's all they were able to do. And obviously the rainout, that's why the rainouts weren't good. That's all I'm saying. It was good in that you didn't have to see Luis Sessa start a game. Instead, we saw him come out of the bullpen.
He's on a DL now, too, right?
He got hurt last night.
Sessa went on a DL. Somebody else went on a DL. Somebody else got hurt last night, too.
Well, the Yankees, it's amazing. Tommy Canley.
Right.
The Yankees right now.
Or he's on a DL anyway.
And it's so far, you know, we keep saying it's nothing major. It's nothing catastrophic. But they are just piling up.
They start adding up.
These minor but could become annoying and could become bigger injuries.
Yep.
Luis Sessa is not going to kill you. Tommy Canley hurts, because Tommy Canley was a guy you looked at and said was going to be a big part of this bullpen. And he's off to a bad start. Maybe that's the reason he's off to a bad start. Though I was listening to Boone yesterday before the game to hear him talk about Tommy Canley, and I still have no idea what his injury is. Just he had problems warming up. That's what he kept talking about. Velocity's down. He's having problems warming up. We gave him an MRI. Hopefully everything's okay. So I'm not sure specifically what's wrong with him, but just watching him, you knew he wasn't right because he wasn't popping the fastball the way he had. His control was way off, and he was supposed to be one of those guys you looked at and said, hey, that's going to be a big part of this bullpen, and he'd obviously gotten off to a bad start. The best thing he did all year was get involved in the brawl.
Yeah, the brawl. Exactly. Well, we'll see. Day off today for the Yankees, you know, and we'll see what they do. And they bring in a big four-game series with the Blue Jays over the weekend.
Right shoulder tendonitis is what they're calling it, also known as we're not sure because he stinks right now.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.